This is The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. That was a song called Forgiving. It was by Indian City featuring Don Amaro. Indian City are up for Contemporary Indigenous Group or Artist of the Year, and they are an incredible group. Vince Fontaine, one of the founding members, actually passed away untimely about a year ago, so that anniversary is coming up. And I just want to send them tons of love because Vince was really great. I met him at the Indigenous Music Awards when I was actually nominated for Best Rock Act. My friend Jackie Black put that event on, and she was lovely. She actually passed away around the same time, about days apart, really. It was so sad. And Jackie was one of my true champions within the Indigenous music community, and I miss her very dearly. She was amazing. Before that, Billy Talent with Reckless Paradise, a song that their singer Ben talks about how our world is topsy-turvy, and I don't think he'll get an argument from anybody. A lot of people have lost sight about what's really important out there, myself included sometimes, you know. It's been crazy out there, and he's really proud of the song, worked hard on it, and I'm glad it's out there too, because it's really trying to focus on love, understanding, and compassion. We've got a song right now on the show from Juno Award alumni Susan Aglukkaq. Last year she won a humanitarian award for her charity, the Arctic Rose. And this year she's up for Contemporary Indigenous Artist of the Year. This is a song called The Crossing on the Jukebox.
We were
Shout out to our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
From Saskatoon, that's the Sheepdogs and Scarborough Street Fight. They were the first unsigned band to make the cover of Rolling Stone and have sold millions of records. They are multi-platinum and have won 4 Juno Awards. They're up for Best Rock Act of the Year this year. And the neat thing about the Sheepdogs, they've been on the road constantly. I was talking to their sound guy, Mark, who used to do sound at the Horseshoe Tavern and mix my bands and other bands from all over the place, but he's got a real steady gig with them. He was saying, you know, they have taken to managing themselves. I'm really, really shocked and in awe and really impressed by that. So really cool stuff. We've got the Reklaws featuring Sasha with What the Truck. They're up for Best Country Act, and Sasha is in Nashville doing a bunch of great things. I'm really proud of her. We met for the first time years ago at Winterfolk. Joel Wood is up for Traditional Indigenous Artist of the Year, which is exciting stuff. It's the second year that this has been part of the Junos, that category, and we're wishing everyone the best. Pup has a song called Dark Days coming up on the show, and Pup stands for Pathetic Views of Potential. They are a punk band from Toronto, and they're up for Best Rock Act as well. Or wait, no, sorry, it's Alternative Act. We've also got another act up for Best Alternative, and I'm so rooting for these guys. I hope Ombagizzi take it home. Cherry Coke, this is Daniel Monkman and Adam Sturgeon. Adam's got a t-shirt company. Check it out. You'll be supporting a lot of Indigenous people that way because he does employ them, and it's pretty cool. Here's Cherry Coke, like I mentioned, on the jukebox.
Still I wonder. Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.
What?
back. Well, it's all blah, 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 way up in the city. Nah, 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 get back to that critic. Put the 4x4 into fifth and just head south right now. Cause I've been down in the dumps when I wake up in the morning.
Big love to our national sponsor, Slate Music, supporters of all kinds of Canadian talent.
Yeah. Yeah, guten Tag. We is partying on CJSF 90.1. Super fantastic fun, yeah. My favorite radio station in Burnaby, yeah, it's true, yeah, yeah. Catch us with internets, CJSF.ca.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to two.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Hi, my name is Lowell,